You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I did talk to Tad, our listener, who we heard from last year when the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup, and he had some really touching stories to tell us that night. And tonight he was able to go to the Blackhawks game again, and he had Lou Malnati's, and not the game tonight, last night, right? Was there a game tonight? There was a game last night. And so he had his Lou Malnati's, and he's planning on coming back in the summer. So hopefully we get a chance to hook him up with some good stuff in Chicago again. We have in studio with us the political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune, Scott Stantis.
Hello there.
Hello. And joining us are the Snack Boys, Mike and Adam, and they are performing on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Which theater are you in? I like asking.
We are in The Box.
We're in The Box. You're our first group that's in The Box. Everybody else has been in The Thrust or the Cabaret.
The Thrust is bigger and the Cabaret is smaller. So
we're just right.
You're just right. Mm-hmm. What are we, like Goldilocks with our theaters? There's four theaters at Stage 773, and there are four continuous performances between, like, they start at 3 and go all the way to, like, midnight. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe on Saturdays they go from 3 to midnight. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, every hour another show starts. They're about 40-minute performances. Tonight, I'm not calling out any names, but somebody went over, T.J. Miller. he was in The Box. They had their sketch group with Nick Vatterott, and I think it was Heavyweight, and they were packed in there. And then I saw a performance in the Pro Theater that was wonderful as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday. Just show up and just take the stage over from somebody. At 5 o'clock in the Cabaret, I'm not going to be doing anything. You can come in to take over the stage.
Hey, if you're there, we'll do it for you.
Oh, there you go. That sounds good. So what can people expect? These are corny questions, right? How do you describe the work that you do?
We do lots of physical, fart-based pie comedy. It gets messy. Yeah. There's a sense of danger that we experience as performers, and the audience feels some small sense of danger too, but not a real sense of danger.
No, just an element of
except
danger.
For that one time.
That one time?
And we're sorry about that.
Yeah. We're so sorry.
You're still paying the bills.
Oof, you have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind though. She dropped the charges. Mm-hmm. So,
do you come off the stage into the audience at all?
I'm not going to lie to you, Patty. Sometimes we do.
Yeah. Patty, that's our bread and butter.
Yeah. There you go. Get involved. Mm-hmm. Make the audience feel like they don't know where you're coming from. Where are you going?
Sometimes we'll wear disguises and just emerge from the audience.
I used to want to do that when I was a stand-up comic, was just come out of the audience and come out on stage.
Patty,
but like stand-up comedy is a little different that way. Yeah, sketches, I can do it that way, I guess. Just sort of like all of a sudden be like, oh, I guess I'll go on stage now.
I don't know, Patty, if I saw you at a comedy club and you appeared from under a blanket, from under a table, and then went on stage, I would be so happy and impressed. So
under a blanket, under a table.
Yeah. Under a blanket, under a table. You can never be too protected at a comedy club.
No, you should always have a blanket when you go to a comedy club. I agree with you on that. Do you have a lot of like vignettes? Do you do a lot of blackouts, or is it one continuous stream of consciousness between the two of you?
We have done everything under the sun with that kind of structural stuff, but we usually will do probably like 9 or 10 3 to 4 minute sketches, maybe a couple 1 minutes in there.
We'll ride them out for the laughs,
right?
So
yeah.
And how do you decide the order of your sketches? What's the running order?
Well, we basically sit down in Mike Migdahl's living room in Lincoln Square.
That's me.
And we'll hold hands and we'll just have a really lovely chat on, you know, where we want to see the shows going.
I find that holding hands is something that not enough sketch groups incorporate in their prep.
Not enough blankets at comedy clubs.
Not enough tables.
Yeah. These are
not
all hand-holding
when coming up with running orders.
It's imperative in comedy. I think hand-holding and praying, those are things that you should definitely be investing in.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would invest in them. But
there's a science to it, Patty. Yes. We do hold hands, and we do sit in my living room in Lincoln Square, and my name is Mike Migdahl.
And my name is Adam Levin.
And we're the Snack Boys. But there's a science to it, and you can go to Second City and take classes there, and they will teach you some of that science.
Including the hand-holding. Do they do zip-zap-zop?
A lot of zip-zap-zop, a lot of big booty.
Mm-hmm. What's big booty?
Ooh,
I want to get hit with that inappropriate sound again.
I've never been hit with big booty.
Big booty is a improv warm-up where people stand in a circle, and one person is the big booty, and then people count off and are like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the circle until it comes back around to big booty. And there's a song involved, and you're supposed to remember your number, or if you're a big booty, you lead the song. And if you mess up.
What's the song?
The song
is it appropriate for the year?
Yeah, it's appropriate for the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
I've never had I need big booty.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it'll start like this.
Here. It's a special moment for all of us.
I'll be big booty.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Adam, why don't you be number one?
Thank you, Mike.
Would you be number two?
Sure.
Patty, would you be number three?
I'll be number three. Craig is number four.
Craig is number four.
Just real quick, no one Google big booty.
Just trying to figure out what we're about to do here. Don't Google big booty.
Have a big booty game. Can you make Google big booty game?
You might want to slap improv at the end of that big booty.
Improv.
Mm-hmm. But then it'll just be a picture of my booty.
Do we need? Can Esmeralda be number five, or is it because she's out of the room? It's too hard to work with her.
Esmeralda, you can be number five.
Yeah.
Yay!
Awesome. Esmeralda's into it.
She is very excited.
So the way this works is after we all sing the song, which I will reveal in a second.
Get excited.
I'm going
I get the chills.
I'm going to say my moniker, which is Big Booty, and then I'm going to say the moniker of one of you fellow. I might even say Esmeralda at number five. And then whoever I say will then repeat their own number and then choose another number and then they will pass the big booty energy to that person. If they mess up, if they don't realize that their number has been called, then we all sing the song again and the order changes. And that's where we'll probably end this because this bit will be running too long.
Okay.
All right. So the song goes like this. Oh, yeah. Big booty, big booty, big booty. And then I go, big booty number one.
Number one, number two.
Number two, number three.
Number three, number four.
Number three, number two?
Oh, no.
I can't. I wanted to throw it there. I don't want to throw
You had
it
to
there.
Say your own number first.
Gosh darn it.
Were we supposed to sing the song, too?
Oh, yeah. Big booty, big booty, big booty, big booty. Big booty number five.
Number five, number three.
Number three, number two.
Number two, number three. Four.
Number 71.
All right. We got it. We got a clown.
We got a prankster.
Tell me when his Sketch Fest show is.
More after this.
I will be protesting.
The Snack Boys are talking big
Follow
booty.
Me on Twitter.
Sketch Fest 2016 at State 773. More with our friends after this on 720 WGN. And I want to remind everybody that on March 6th, we are doing the Fight for Air Climb, and we want you to join us. Everyone here at WGN Radio, everyone, Craig, everyone here at WGN Radio will be climbing the Presidential Towers. It's the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb presented by United Healthcare at Presidential Towers in Chicago's West Loop. It's Chicago's biggest air climb, and you can climb one, two, three, or all four towers. That's 180 floors, 2,340 steps, and you'll take it all in the mission to help save lives by improving lung health. It's also a great way to meet your own personal fitness goals. This is how I started working out, really. I did a little like fitness blender and stuff on YouTube, some yoga, but once I started doing the Fight for Air Climb training, I've been working out ever since, so it can change your perspective on working out. You can register now to join us. Early bird registration is only $15. Now, is it too late now to do, is it January 8th now then? Is today before, like maybe on, you know, I'm going to go to the website during the next news break to see if we can still register for the $15 early bird registration. But here's the thing. Maybe you don't want to climb, and that's fine, too. We're not going to judge. If you can't climb, you can help still pledge in support of our WGN Radio team. 89 cents of every dollar raised will go directly to education, research, and advocacy. Register online at fightforairclimb.org or call 312-781-1100. And now, you join me?
I would love to. I would love to. No, we worked out together and then you did the climb and you showed off and you did all four towers and asked if you could do it again.
I know. I asked if I could do the climb twice and they said I could. Then two times in a row, like come down from the.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, it's, yeah, why not? I did this year's tower. That was harder than the Presidential climb, I think.
Was it? Why?
Because the risers are higher and the stairwells are longer. The flights are much longer. So it was I had to stop a lot more on that one than I did for the Presidential Towers. Yeah. They're very short steps.
Wow.
The Presidential Towers. I'm just saying it's doable.
Well, I'm
it's consumable.
I've walked stairs with you and you're a monster.
I am. We are joined by the Snack Boys, Mike and Adam,
what
who
up?
Are performing
How you doing?
This Saturday at Sketchfest, Stage 773. Their performance is at 6 p.m. in the box. And they have a sketch for us. Do you need an intro? Or
we actually, we don't have a sketch for you.
It's sort of a complicated situation, to be
honest.
Oh,
no. Okay.
We contracted out part of our sketch show to these two guys who run a horse and buggy transportation company.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And
we have like the carriage rides around downtown? Or
Sort of, but more practical. Yeah. It's not really just for pleasure. it's like for transportation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have a very expensive prop budget, so this is how we just renting out radio time.
A little
to
supplement.
Other people,
I see. Oh, so you're sort of... Oh, no. Okay, no.
We're not
trade.
Yeah,
little
renting
trade.
It out sounds okay.
I think they're actually walking into the studio right now.
Oh, okay. Oh,
hey, Chris?
Oh, hi.
Chris, yeah. Here's the mic.
Is this thing on?
Hey, is this a hot mic?
Hey, Patty, are we good to go? We were listening outside. Dr. Dingman.
Yeah, no, a little bit strange.
Okay, cool. So we're just going to use this airtime to run one of our ads that we're just going to do live.
Oh, okay. Yeah, anything for the snack boys. That's fine. Yeah, I'm more than happy to trade
okay,
out the time.
Cool.
Sure.
I'm going to get right into it. Listeners okay. of WGN.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, valued listeners and citizens of planet Earth.
The other day I looked into a child's eyes, and I told them that in 10 years, the Earth will blow up.
And that child was me, a grown man, but a child in the Lord's eyes.
It's been proven by scholars that God can't help us.
And it's time we pull ourselves up by the bootstraps, and that's where me and my brother Kevin come in.
Thank you, Chris. Horses are loyal. It's in their blood. They're loyal creatures.
And so are you, listeners of WGN. Thank you, loyal listeners, for lending us your ears as we talk about a solution to Earth's problem.
We are the number one horse and buggy transportation company in America!
And we understand that you are probably in a car right now, but guess what? That's easy.
Oh, yeah, so easy. You just sit in your giant deathmobile hurtling down I-94. Oh, and you probably are getting a face full of air conditioning right now, aren't
you? Hey, brother, you think maybe they can use a little bit of that air conditioning to cool off the planet on account of the global warming?
Yeah, that would be nice if it were possible, but it isn't. So we're asking you to take a chance on us. Cartco, the number one horse and buggy transportation company in America!
Oh, hold on, wait a second, brother. Are they taking a chance? Because when was the last time that there was a pileup of prized Welsh ponies on Lakeshore Drive keeping you from getting to your job as the joint CEO of a horse and transportation buggy company?
I don't know, Chris. Maybe horses are the right choice. Because when has your nephew, my son Toby, ever stolen your prized Welsh pony and crashed into your neighbor's maple tree?
Yeah, Kevin! And guess what? When was the last time that your son Toby and my nephew Toby took that prized Welsh pony and went across America, go stopping at different hotels and spending your credit card, and it was untraceable because he was in a car and not a horse?
Look, horses today, horses tomorrow. Horses forever!
Yeah! WGN radio listeners, we love you.
And we would die for you.
And he means that.
And so does he.
As a gesture of our gratitude, we brought you something, Patty.
It's a prized Welsh pony. 2 years old, so you can still teach it tricks.
Barbara, open the door and let the Welsh pony in. That's right. Just bring it into the studio.
Don't be afraid, Barbara. Oh, here comes the Welsh pony. Patty, come on, don't be afraid. Go ahead, feed it some peanut butter. We know you got a stash.
Do the listeners know that there's no horse and that it's me making the horse sounds, Patty? Cut that part out?
Only if they're watching at WGNradio.com.
We lost the horse. My son Toby ran away with the horse.
Oh, no.
It's floating in the Chicago River right now.
Wow.
Have you seen Toby?
Toby is running loose in the studio, Patty.
Patty, cut this part out. Edit this. Is this live?
Oh, all right, guys. Come on, Carp Brothers, get out of here. This is our time.
Yeah, you guys only had 10 minutes.
God.
And it's been 12.
It's like $25 you gave it. It's not even worth this.
Good luck with Toby.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you were able to do a trade out. No, that's not easy to do.
Those brothers were so intense.
They were very intense. Yeah, wow. The hair was wild.
It was very wild.
I wasn't sure where to look because they were a little crazy eyed, but they were very intense about the horses in America and God. And
that was a beautiful horse they brought into the studio.
We have to edit that part out.
Okay.
Have you guys ever had a live animals in the studio before?
We've had a dog. We've had Charles Turk's dog. We had Duchess Olson. She's a therapy dog. We've had two dogs in the. We've had Blue and Duchess are the two dogs of the show.
And Warren was just in here, am I right?
Yes, Warren the pony, the 2-year-old Welsh pony who can still learn tricks.
I was talking about the car guy, but...
Oh, Warren. What was the name of the Welsh pony?
The Welsh pony did
not... Oh, you're calling Warren an animal.
Ooh, you said it, not me, Patty.
Whoa, Patty.
And to answer your question, the pony's name...
is Warren.
Is Warren.
The pony's name is Warren as well. That's just a coincidence, Patty. Follow me on Twitter, it's Migdal Time. Shout out to my roommates, Casey Tony.
See how I smooth things over? What happened?
That was nice. This is all really good. This all really worked out. You guys nailed that segment.
Thank you. Thank you. We are pros.
Come see our show 6 p.m.
Yes. Where are you? I don't know why I'm like, so where are you from?
Where are we from? We're actually both from the Washington, D.C. area.
What?
Shout out to the Washington Wizards.
Shout out to John Wall. Hashtag NBA All-Star votes.
Yes.
Sorry, Patty. We have an agenda here.
Yeah, we have an agenda here.
To get our boy John Wall in the NBA All-Star
It's not
game.
All horse business, Patty.
Okay, hold on a second. So are the votes up right now for the NBA Hall of Fame?
No, the NBA All-Star game.
All-Star game.
You can vote for who plays the All-Star game.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
But anyway, we're from Maryland.
We are from the Maryland side of the DMV.
Of the DMV.
That is District Maryland, Virginia.
Oh, I thought you meant the demilitarized... No, void. I don't know. DMZ?
That DMZ?
Yeah.
The zone.
Hold up.
North Korea.
I don't know what's happening.
Patty, are we talking about Oregon right now? What's going on?
Uh-oh.
Hot topics. Am I in the view?
The Horse Brothers. There you go, Adam.
Yo, shout out to Mike McDowell's roommate, Casey Toney.
Shout out to Casey Toney. Hashtag NBA All-Star.
I don't know what's happening. Okay, so what brought you to Chicago? Sketch comedy?
Yeah.
All right.
We both wanted to pursue the comedy dream, so we came to the comedy town.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we actually met not in Maryland, where we're both from, but at Second City. We worked as hosts there, mm-hmm. and we would clean out these like dirty nacho dishes in the kitchen.
You're hosts, and why were you cleaning out the nachos?
It's not like a host that like is like,
yeah.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we
were like the guys that took people to their seat,
okay.
and then cleaned the nachos.
Were you tipped out well enough by the servers for doing some of that?
No.
No.
One time someone gave me $5 to pick up the menus.
Nice.
One time I got paid $50 to clean poop off the bathroom floor. Mm-hmm. That's a real story?
No.
That's a real story. Yeah, this is true.
Happens.
Patty, you tend to bond with someone at 2 in the morning washing dishes in a comedy club environment. So that's where we became.
Yeah, what were the chances that you were from the same area?
You know,
apparently 100%.
Slim to none /100%.
Somewhere in between.
Somewhere it turned out that way.
No, Patty, can I tell you why? I immediately was like, there's something going on with this Mike McDowell.
Yeah, please tell me.
And well, you know, like, did you have to wear uniforms in school?
No, never.
Okay, neither did I, but this connects somehow.
Okay.
So, where is this going?
Yeah, if you work on night staff at the Second City, you got to wear a uniform, like a Second City t-shirt. You have to wear black pants, black shoes, and if you're lucky, you get to wear a hoodie, but you have to earn that hoodie.
You have to earn the hoodie. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Hoodie pecking order.
Oh, yeah. Not everyone could pull off that hoodie.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Mike McDowell could pull off that hoodie. And I was like, you know what? I got to talk to this guy because he's pulling off the hoodie.
Wow, my time at Second City was such a blur.
Mm-hmm. You didn't even know that this was part of the lure. No,
I did not
you?
Know. I thought mm-hmm. he thought I was funny, but apparently
nope,
I could wear a hoodie.
He was compelled by the sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, fascinating. So, did you studying at Second City? Are you still working with Second City,
oh,
or
no.
have you moved on? No?
No, I was let go. But that's a different story.
I'm sorry. Because of the hoodie, you weren't supposed to wear the hoodie.
No comment.
You and your belligerent hoodie wearing.
Yeah, he flew too close to the hoodie sun.
Hashtag NBA All-Star.
John Wall, where you at?
John Wall, my roommate Casey Toney. Sorry. We were told to get some shout-outs out.
Yeah, keep going. Mm-hmm. Who else you got?
Who else I got? I got my mom, Alicia Levin.
Hi, Alicia.
She's in Florida right now, living it up.
She listening on WGNradio.com?
She will be tomorrow because she goes to sleep early.
All right. Well, we'll have a podcast of this. Mm-hmm.
Shout out Nancy Migdal, my mother.
Hi, Nancy.
She's in Maryland.
Hi.
You didn't ask, but she's in Maryland.
Scott, Patty, what are your mother's names?
Dora.
Irene.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Good mom name.
Are they going to listen tomorrow?
Yes, my mom. This is how my mom finds out what's going on in my life, is listening to my show every day.
Ah.
Yes. It's and my husband does, too. I don't see him very often. Yeah, he listens to my show to see what he's like. Hey, I didn't know that you bought a new pair of boots. I didn't know you were all mad about Channel 32 telling their female report. No, he knew about that. I was yelling a lot. He was yelling about that listener that called earlier in the week that was supporting the militia that was taking over the federal lands. He's like, she doesn't know what she was. He was listening to it today and he was yelling at the radio. I was like, is this what it's like when people listen to my show? They're just yelling at the radio?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was probably yelling.
There's some yelling.
Sounds accurate.
Stop yelling at me.
Can I shout out my grandma, Mildred?
Please. Hi,
cool,
Mildred.
Thank you.
Mildred,
just
what
wanted
up?
To get a quick shout out in there.
There you go. Esmeralda, any shout outs for you?
My dad.
Hey, Dad.
What's
Ramon.
Your dad's name? Ramon.
Ramon. Hola. There, anybody, Scott?
No.
All right.
No. Okay. Just a sad, lonely man.
You're all any
hashtag
other
John Wall for NBA All-Star.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is. Hashtag Bradley Beal as well. Get well soon.
Come on. We need a Wizards backcourt in the All-Star game. Patty, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What is your bedtime?
What's my bedtime? This week it's been about 7:30 or 8 a.m.
Wow. Whoa. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why?
You got... Oh, yeah, why?
Declan's been up when I get home.
Oh, God.
So, I stay up until he goes to school.
Are they a zany morning news team or something
like
that?
I know.
Can I ask you a question? Whoa, good answer.
Gabagoo.
We are both looking for new jobs if you guys are hiring.
Hold on, Gabagoo.
The dump truck is in the building.
Gabagoo. Welcome to the trash zone.
Baba Lagoosh, it's me, the dump truck. I've got 14 coins that say the dump truck can't do 10 push-ups right now.
Oh, I bet you 10 coins he can do 10 push-ups.
Coins are the monetary, Gabagoo!
Gabagoo, welcome to the dump zone.
You just took a big dump.
In the trash zone.
Hashtag John Wall, hashtag NBA All-Star, hashtag Casey Tony and Nancy Migdal.
Hashtag Alicia Levin, hashtag Casey Tony.
Hashtag Esmeralda in the newsroom.
Hey, what?
Esmeralda and Ramon.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hashtag John Wall.
Hashtag Sketchfest 2016.
Patty, yes. I'm gonna feel bad if I don't also say hi to my dad, Alan Migdal, and hi to my little brother, Jacob.
Aww.
Hi to my sister, Lesson Levin, and hi to my father, who's 6'7", Mark Levin.
Hashtag six foot seven.
Although I think John Wall is a little shorter, so that's just how remarkable he is at basketball. Yeah.
This is the most shout outs anyone's ever. I kind of love this. This is the sweetest thing ever. It's like romper room on my show.
I loved the dump truck segment. That was amazing.
Welcome to the dress zone.
The dump truck is in reverse. Beep, beep, beep. Gabagoo.
Gabagoo. Fabala goosh.
We don't know any more people, though, so we have no more shout-outs.
Well, think about it, and I'll take the names down at your Sketch Fest appearance on Saturday, and everybody can come meet them and see their performance. I'm going to need you to meet and greet after the show with all of the fans that come to see you.
Done.
That sounds like heaven.
Can you please remind me to ask Brian Posen if I have tickets to give away? I keep forgetting to ask him that, and so I don't know if I can give people tickets to your show, but they should go to Stage 773.
You know what? Brian Posen has given us full authority to answer any of his questions.
You have 10 tickets.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that. But come see the show. If you can buy a pass to a whole slew of shows, you can go see Snack Boys. You can go see Tim and Micah Project. I'll be performing on Sunday at 5 p.m.
Ooh, I'll be there.
As well. Oh, hi. And Vicky Coons will be there. And our friend, who else do we have? We have so many people that have been here this week that I'm losing track. But go see all the shows.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Best right. festival in the country.
In the world.
In the world. Get out of here, Coachella. Just get.
Get out of here, Maryland Renaissance State Festival.
You know who's the keynote speaker at that festival?
I think you're going to tell me.
Is it John Wall?
What? Either that or the dump truck.
The dump truck.
They can't get enough.
Do I have a break before the news? All right. Thank you so much, you guys. Snack Boys.